Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your latest Manchester United news and transfer news this Wednesday morning, where the big news is we've got a new kit. The big news is also, actually, without being sarcastic, I should just remember some people do tune in for serious news. Apparently, the fee has been set for Emi Martinez. Apparently, the fee has been set for Jadon Sancho. Apparently, Brentford have had a bid rejected for a player that they're going to replace Mbeumo with. Apparently, Liverpool are interested in Rashford. And we've also got updates on Lookman. That's not a name we've heard for a long time. And there's a bit of a fallout from the United training ground about how we are treating our youth players, as well as a few interesting insights and how much money almost... I want to shout out Paddy from Twitter from this in a bit, but let's get into it, because we have got a new, I have flipped it so you can read David Beckham the right way. Yeah. And I've got an overlay now. Things are just going up a level, smash a like. But just get Lemens, just that Pat, if you know, you know. But let's get into it. Let's start talking about the fact that the new kit is out today. We had hoped, probably naively, that that new kit would be modelled by Brian Mbeumo, maybe even a new contract, which I think would have wound a few people up. But actually, it's being modelled by Ahmad and Bruno and Mainu and every player that we already have got at the football club. So it really is a new kit for Manchester United, but it's not a new signing. What is new news this morning is that Alfredo Padula, who was very good, according to Matt, our editor, was very good a couple of years ago around Onana and Rasmus. Wasn't so good last summer, but obviously Italian stories. He is saying that Manchester United are close to selling Jadon Sancho to Juventus, that Jadon Sancho and his agent have agreed the terms of a deal for Juventus, but now it's about agreeing the deal with Manchester United, with £15 million being the fee. Also, more Argentinian sources are saying that the Emi Martinez deal is advancing so much that actually they're now talking about a fee. Aston Villa want £40 million. Manchester United want to pay £33. Now, look, for me, I don't have a massive problem with that. I don't mind £33 million for Martinez. And I don't mind £15 million for Jadon Sancho either, because I'm very much of the opinion at the moment that we just need to stop trying to rescue a transfer. No, we need to rescue a transfer window. We need to salvage a transfer window. It's not going to be a good transfer window. So in that, you know, put your house on the market for 500 grand and then you don't get any offers. You knock it down to 450. You don't get any offers. After 6 months, you need to sell the house because you're emigrating to Australia. Put it on for 375, take the first offer. And I think with United, we're not emigrating to Australia, but we are in a situation where we need to salvage the situation. And therefore, I would take £15 million for Jadon Sancho, give 5 of it to him to pay him off, and just get out of Dodge, basically. So I want to move away from Jadon Sancho because I think it's boring. But I do want to talk about Emi Martinez. And I think £33 million for a 32-year-old goalkeeper, who isn't 33 until September, he's probably got 5 years left. I look at a fee, and I don't know about you lot, I look at a fee and I go, what's the contract? What's the wage? And what's the fee? And when we sell Garnacho for... Imagine you've got the best Garnacho, right? and you sell him in January. Remember in January, we were talking about selling Garnacho for £50 million. And I was like, that's stupid. That's absolutely stupid, because you've got a player who is 20, who, if you give him a five-year contract and you buy him £50 million, you're basically paying £10 million a year until he's 25, by which time, if you look after him properly, he will be worth that at least. You get your money back and you get Garnacho for 5 years. So I look at someone like Emi Martinez, who is basically 33 for this season, 34 for next season, 35 for the season after that, and then 36, at which point sometimes goalkeepers do drop off. I'm getting 4 good years of Emi Martinez for £33 million. Well, what's that divided by 4? It doesn't work, I know, but 32 divided by 4 does. It's 8. So I'm paying around £8 million a year for a goalkeeper that I think is going to probably get me an extra 10 to 15 points compared to the Pratt I've got at the moment. So for me, I quite like that deal. I'd quite like that deal. Obviously, Villa are going to want 40. Even that's not, I mean, that's probably a little bit much. But I think £33 million for Emi Martinez, if we could do that deal. And let's not forget, you've got Fabrizio Romano this morning talking about anything other than Emi Martinez to Manchester United. So we are still very much in the realms of Argentinian sources, but for £33 million, I think I would do that deal. Just on Brian Mbeumo, this is the Brian Mbeumo couple of minutes. So David Ornstein is clearly correct, isn't he? Smash a like for David Ornstein. Well, no, just say David Ornstein's very good at his job. I think with David Ornstein, he said yesterday morning that this deal is nowhere near. It's not imminent. There's a big gap between what Brentford want and what Manchester United want to pay. And yet this morning, we're in again with another story that gives Brentford credibility. Amari Hutchinson of Ipswich is seen as a potential replacement for Brian Mbeumo. Brentford have had a bid rejected of £35 million. And you go, well, that's what that's got to do with us. If Ipswich, who are relegated, are rejecting £35 million for Amari Hutchinson, and we're offering 55 for Mbeumo, that's a £20 million gap. You can see why Brentford are going, we want 60, because the replacement we want isn't worth 35, and we've got to go higher than that. So again, you're sort of looking at the situation and you're going, yeah, I think I can see what Brentford are doing. But I don't think that feeds directly into why we haven't signed Mbeumo yet. I really don't. I don't think that that is the thing that is stopping us from doing that. I personally think that, and I saw Paddy on X saying this actually earlier, I will be able to, let me just read this out for you, because I like to shout people out when I can. There we go. How do I do it? Technophobe. It's because I'm not in my normal setup. So he said, fair play to, it's at Odds on FPL. He said, fair play to Ineos. In the 6 weeks since Man United have bid for Brian Mbeumo, they have saved the club a reported 1.5 million in wages, having not had to pay his 250 grand a week wages at that time, which is probably a little bit of over-egging of the pudding, if we're being completely honest. But what I would say is that I did a little bit of maths as well. And what wage is Marcus Rashford on? Probably on about 300 grand a week. What wage is Jadon Sancho on? Probably on about 250 grand a week. Malacia is apparently on 75. Garnacho's apparently on 50, and Anthony's on 150k a week. So that adds up to about £825,000 a week. We're paying a week £825,000 to Malacia, Garnacho, Sancho, Anthony, and Rashford. £825,000 a week. How many weeks has it taken us on this Brian Mbeumo deal? 7. If we'd bought him 4 weeks ago, and given him 200 grand a week, which is what we're apparently going to do, that would have been 800 grand a week. That would have been 800 grand, 200 grand a week times 4, if we'd bought him a month ago. $800,000 we'd have spent on wages on Mbeumo. We've spent $825,000 a week on Rashford, Sancho, Malacia, Anthony, and Garnacho. Remember, we're now into week two of July. $1.6 million we've spent on Garnacho, Anthony, Sancho, Rashford, and Malacia. And at the end of next week, that will become $2.4 million. And by the end of July, we'll have spent £3 million on those five players' wages. Suddenly, it starts to make sense why we're not signing Mbeumo, because United will be going, but that's like £1 million for Mbeumo for July, and we're not even playing any games. It's incredible how we think as a football club, and it makes sense. I think we are looking at how much we're effectively wasting, and it's crazy to think that for the whole month it could be £3 million for those five players. I think we're probably looking at Mbeumo and going, well, let's not bring him in because we're saving money. And that's where we're going wrong, really, isn't it? Because you look at a club like Chelsea, and what have Chelsea done this season already? They're playing in a Club World Cup. They go and buy João Pedro to get him straight in to win the Club World Cup. And that's the mentality of a football club that's trying to achieve something comparable to a football club like ours, which is just trying to save money. So I think it's you know, whilst it's a joke, I think there is a very serious message here, which is we are.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Probably doing a lot of what we're doing to save money at the moment. And that is a scary, scary situation, I think, because as I said, if you're just tuning in a little bit late, the facts are we're paying $820,000 a week on Rashford, Sancho, Garnacho, Malacia, and Anthony. A week, not a month. Times 825 times 2, 1.65 million. Times it by 2 again, 3.3 million in a month. There's huge amounts of money coming out of this football club at the moment. Let me just grab some of your comments this morning because some people are saying some stuff as well. Did you see the Rashie to Liverpool spin by Sky? Oh, Jacob, we need a bit of a laugh this morning. So this actually came out from the Mail, Jacob. So the Daily Mail basically saying that Liverpool have considered signing Marcus Rashford as a replacement for Luis Diaz. I mean, I don't know whether Tranmere Rovers have changed their name to Liverpool, because there's more chance of Tranmere Rovers being interested in Rashford than them. The interesting thing is, and I read it, where did I read this about Liverpool? I don't know where it came from, because also in the Mail, it says, as well as Ekotike, Liverpool have also made inquiries about four other attackers, Watkins, Osimhen, Wissa, and Rodrigo. And although Rodrigo begins with an R, it doesn't have an A. It doesn't have Ashford after it. So I don't know where that comes from. I'm sure Liverpool are probably seriously considering putting in complaints about that. But I mean, Marcus Rashford is not going to be a target for Liverpool, is he? Gaz says, do you think other clubs are waiting to sign our players at the end of the window so they can save on wages also, says Gaz. Well, I was speaking to my mate Jim this morning about this, and I can't look at it because it's actually on the WhatsApp. Oh, I can actually. Let me read what Jim said to you. He said, we're at everybody's mercy. They know we don't want some players so we can sell them for a good price. And they know we need some players so they'll charge us the highest price. And it's true. It's very, very true. And many of you have said the same as Jim. Clubs who we are trying to buy from know we're desperate and they want a high price. And clubs that we're trying to sell to know that we're desperate and they want to pay a low price. And this is why, although this is an 8 p.m. show statement, and we're not going into an 8 p.m. show, tune in for that for tonight. But this is why many of us said when the Glazers were looking for investment or a sale, the only logical way out of all of this was to get somebody in, like the Qataris or Elon Musk or someone like that. Because the only way you can get out of this situation is to grab hold of the conversation. You cannot be at the mercy of markets like that, where everybody knows you want to buy because you're desperate, so they'll overcharge you, and everyone knows that you want to sell, so they'll underpay. That's not the way to climb out of this situation, because you'll have to overpay, you'll have to undersell, or you'll have to stick with what you've got, and therefore there'll be no progress. What you actually need is what Man City had when they came along. Because people always say, well, what's the way out of this? What is the way out of this? The way out of this is the way out that Man City had, the way Chelsea had it. It's where everybody knows you're rich and everyone knows you're loaded. And what you basically do is you go to, in this summer, you'd go to somebody like Napoli, you'd go to Leipzig, you'd go to Sporting, you'd go to Villa, and you'd say, we want a striker. We've got a fair price of 60 million for all four of them. Sporting are going to let us have Gyökeres for 55 plus 15 in add-ons. Villa are going to let us have Watkins for 45 plus 10 in add-ons. Let's talk. We've got this money. We're going to spend it, but we won't be ripped off. But we're looking at three or four options. It's basically what Arsenal did with Sesko. They went, we do want you, but we've also got Gyökeres lined up. They played the game. They lost. That's how you do it. But Man United's message to the world is, we're really desperate. Everybody's for sale, and we're really desperate to buy in Burma, but we don't want to pay your price. And we've got no backup plan. And we just come across as absolute prats. And the reality is, if you want to be successful in football, you need money. I've literally got a video going up on Hot Takes later on my Instagram about you need money. And we are in a really bad situation because we're desperate to sell and we're desperate to buy. And that's not a good mix for a poor football club. There's no mystique around Manchester United. There's no mystique. There's no mystery. We all know the story. We've got no money. We're really desperate and we're really desperate to sell. We've hidden nothing. When you look at someone like Liverpool, they hide everything they're doing. They hide their sales. They hide their purchases until it's done. Man United live their life through the media because they like the media, because they like the hype. It helps them sell shirts, but it doesn't help them progress as a football club. Do you think Mbeumo wasn't part of the plan and a shot in the dark and they didn't really expect him to say yes, is Sujoy? That's an interesting theory. I would have hoped he was part of the plan, because if he wasn't part of the plan, why were we going for him ahead of a goalkeeper and a striker? Gaz Bird says, do you think clubs are waiting to sign our players? I didn't answer that, Gaz. Just in relation to sales, I haven't got anything for you around Rashford or Garnacho or Malacia or Anthony. There's a little bit about Sancho that we've spoken already, but I genuinely think, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, I genuinely don't think there's any interest in Marcus Rashford. I don't. I really, really don't. I don't buy into Barcelona like him, and they're thinking about it. I've never heard such nonsense in all my life. If Manchester United were offered a player like, I'm trying to think, someone who's like Rashford. Imagine we've got, who's like Rashford that could be offering themselves to us? It's hard to think, isn't it? It really is hard to think. Imagine João Félix was like, I'm desperate to play for Manchester United. That's about our level, isn't it? I'm desperate to play for Manchester United. I don't want to play for anybody else. And they offered us to him for like 20 million. And we went,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, we like the idea of you, but we're looking for other things. That basically means we're not really after you, because if somebody offers themselves to you and you really, really want them, you go and do it. I don't think Barcelona really want Rashford. I think it's sort of like, if we can't get anything better, we'll take you. And I don't think anyone else is interested in him. Garnacho is just a big mystery to me. I don't really understand why that's taking so long. Antony is obviously a financial thing. Sancho's he's a lot of things. Malacia is just a big risk for everybody. So at the moment, I don't think there are secret talks going on. I think genuinely, there's a lot of, and they're damaged goods, a lot of them. Malacia's had a bad injury. Antony, I would leave out of it. Sancho's damaged himself massively through bad PR and bad decisions. You could say the same about Rashford and Garnacho. I genuinely hope that... Sorry, let me read this. I can't read your bloody name. Anish? I think I've got it. I genuinely hope not, but there is a possibility that we are signing Mbeumo for the striker position. Like, you never know what these people on top do. Wouldn't be surprised if we put him up front. Would not be surprised if we put him up front, or Cunha up front, because we're desperate. So they've got to spin a positive. There are always going to be people in our fan base that will fall for that nonsense. There will be people going, well, the plan was always to put Mbeumo or Cunha up front. Well, it wasn't, because we tried to sign Delap, and it wasn't because we did inquire about Jokeres. We might have to make do. That's what might happen. We were so worried about the rats in the stadium, we didn't realise one had entered the boardroom, says Muyad. Thank you very much for that. Liking Trash says, if United didn't get Martinez, I'd go for Botafogo goalkeeper John Victor. Well under 10 million as well. I think he's an option. I think he's an option, but I think we need to find out what's happening with this Martinez story, which still carries on. I don't know how relevant it's going to end up being, though. Can we sell Garnacho to Villa for 60 million and buy Watkins for 60 million? So we're all good PSR. Villa and Chelsea did last summer, says Scott Palmer. I don't know. I don't know whether that would be perceived as a swap deal or not. Would he say nowhere near over only 5 million? Would he say nowhere near over only 5 million? Says Robert McCormack. Oh, I think you're talking about the David Ornstein story. But Robert, as I said last night, there are some people defending the Glazers because they want to believe that Brentford wants £70 million for Mbeumo, right? Have we offered 60 million? No. We've offered 55 and 45. So all these people going, Brentford wants 70, Brentford wants 70, Brentford wants 70. Have we offered 60? No. Let's see what happens when we offer 60, because we will probably have to do 60 plus 5 or 60 plus 7.5 or something like that anyway. So we need to offer the 60, Robert. And until we do that, I'm not going to defend anything that United have done. And I wouldn't defend this anyway. What? You don't need to negotiate for 7 weeks. If you don't want to pay 70 million, you should have walked away a month ago. I don't think anybody's got a problem with us walking away from Mbeumo if we'd done it straight away. But we know the price that Brentford want, and we're trying to spin it all the time. We haven't offered 60 and we haven't walked away. And they've had a bid rejected of 35 million for Omari Hutchinson. The market is inflating. It's like a lilo when you start blowing it up. It's hard at the start, but towards the end, it starts to fill up. And this market is starting to fill up, which means the prices will start to increase. You can't be sat. You know what? The amazing thing is, one of the glazers should be telling Sir Jim, yeah, I don't know whether it's any use, mate. Mate, I can't do Australia. I can't do it. They're not Australian, American. I can't do American. I don't know whether this is any use to you, Sir Jim, but put the champers down. Put the champagne down and listen. I don't know whether this is any use to you, Sir Jim, but we did this with Jadon Sancho one summer. We refused to pay what Dortmund wanted, and it went on all summer. And they wanted 75, and we were going, we're not going to pay it. We wait right till the end of the window, and then we realised they weren't going to take anything other than 75. And we paid it a year later and wasted that whole summer. So you'd think we might learn from the fact that we've been in this situation before. Patrick Lynch says, I understand the argument that we can't be taken as mugs in the window because of past mistakes, but you have to weigh up what's being offered. And at some point, good business people just get deals done. As I said, Patrick, who is the number one talker at the moment, he's got the crown. I think that I didn't realize we have the crown system on United Stand now. So, yeah, I think there's something you can click where there's a leaderboard for comments or something. But Patrick's given a £20 super chat, so that might be why it is King Patrick. But going back to what I was saying before, Patrick, you can't be stubborn when you're starving. You know, if you haven't eaten for a week and, you know, you're around the back of your local pub and the chef walks out and goes, I've seen that, you know, I want to help you. You look like you're hungry. I brought you a chicken burger and chips. And then you go, I'd rather have the beef burger. You know, you can't be picky. And I don't want all these chips are a little bit salty. Can you go and get me a salad? Like, we're starving and we're trying to negotiate. You can't negotiate from this position. And we didn't negotiate for Cunha, by the way. I think it's really important to call out the fact that we paid for Cunha a release clause. There was no negotiations. We probably wouldn't have a summer transfer signing if there wasn't a release clause for Cunha. If we're being completely honest, we'd probably still be negotiating that deal with Wolves. The reality is we didn't have to negotiate because there wasn't there was a release clause. Jacob, thank you very much. Ryan Fairbairn, who is a Chelsea fan and a wind-up, says, don't need to worry about Jackson, by the way. Credible reports coming out that Villa want Jackson to replace Watkins. Chelsea want Rodgers for that move, says Ryan. Feel a bit sorry for Villa. Very good team to watch last season. Champions League football, but it seems like they're getting decimated. And also, I feel sorry for them if they're getting Nicholas Jackson as a replacement for Watkins. Is there a crossover with Unai Emery and Nicholas Jackson, Villarreal? Was there a crossover there at all? The only purple patch for United next season will be on the away kit, says Liam. And is Sesko a viable option, says Alan? No, he's not. I'll tell you the story on Sesko very, very quickly, being as it's news. We have got. So basically, Arsenal were looking at Sesko and Leipzig wanted 100 million euros. Arsenal felt that was ridiculous. So they looked at Gyökeres as well, negotiated both deals. Leipzig never moved it down. The agent of Sesko respected Leipzig, whereas the agent for Sporting didn't respect, the agent for Gyökeres didn't respect Sporting, and therefore Arsenal got a better deal. So we wouldn't get we wouldn't be able to afford that. And I don't think Sesko suits the way we want to play anyway. Man United still think they're in a position of power, says Nigel. What about Trubin? He plays for Benfica and he's only 23. He's worth 23 million. He seems like a decent prospect. Also great content. Keep up the good work, says RJS Games. Thank you very much, pal. Thank you. Not really heard any links to that player, if I'm being honest. Jeremy Hawk says, the lack of activity this transfer season is unbelievable. This is the first year I've not been excited for the new season to start. It's sad, really, says Jeremy. Look, any football club deserves excitement at the start of a new season. And any owner of a football club that isn't giving fans excitement is failing. Now, there may be other clubs that are behaving like Manchester United this summer transfer window, but football fans spend a lot of money on kits. They spend a lot of money on merchandise. They spend a lot of money on tickets. They spend a lot of time watching their football club, and it's an entertainment sport. I think it's a shambles when you've had a bad season that you basically try and repackage what you had last season. I mean, what Man United are doing at the moment is basically they've gone out to the local Sainsbury's and they've bought themselves a couple of cans of Lynx Africa. They've come back and they've just sprayed it all over the shit and trying to make it smell different. Ain't gonna work. Haven't seen him play much. Is Nico that bad? Says Bounty Hunter. And Ineos spent billions on players you've backed, says Tom. Yeah, someone did actually say that yesterday. I don't really understand that. Has anyone considered a swap deal, Rashford for Martinez? I know we'd like more for Rashford, but at this point, we've got to move the deadwood. I don't think Rashford would go to Villa, even though I think it'd be a great move for him. And was he not happier than he's ever been there? Mojo says, I doubt we'll be able to move Rashford or Garnacho. Amrin might be forced into using them next season. Nobody wants them, and we don't have the financial muscle to give Amrin a squad overall, says Mojo. Well, let me read you this again, a very good comment, and I don't know where it was written. It was very good, a very good tweet. I read it this morning. Here it is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Was it this one? Might be this one. Talking about the new kit. The new kit looks like a bloody Tottenham kit. I've got to be honest. It looks like a Tottenham kit. I know it's got purple in it, but it does. I can't find this comment now, but it was very good. It looks like the Tottenham kit from the late 80s, basically. Aston Villa are among the clubs monitoring developments with Garnacho, blah blah blah. I think it was. I remember what it was. It was something along the lines of Ineos went and recruited a coach with a very distinctive style of play that we don't play, and then didn't realise they needed to spend money on him. I mean, I do wonder, just talking about that for a moment, I do wonder what Ruben Amorim's sort of thought process is with regards to his actual future at Manchester United and his reputation in football, because it was very much in tatters at the end of last season. And the way this season's going, you're basically being asked to do it again. You know, if you look at the Europa League final against Spurs, or the multiple amounts of games that we played, and then you look at the team that he used, and then you look at the team he's using now, there's a lot of similarities. And I suppose when you break it down, you're asking Ruben Amorim to effectively do what he couldn't do last season with the same set of players. And there will be improvement, obviously, but will it be enough of an improvement? I think our biggest hope this season, I remember we were talking about this last night, I think our biggest hope this season is not actually not being in Europe being an advantage. And I wanted to ask you a question about that, actually. Are we I know we've got there's two things now. This is where I forget things. We've got am I right in saying that we've got Arsenal at home, Fulham away, Burnley at home, international break. Yeah. Have we got a Carabao Cup game as well in one of the midweeks? And the reason I ask that is because I think because we finished in the bottom half, we've got four games before that, haven't we? So I think we've got a Carabao Cup game before the international break. So we've got four games, which might not be a bad thing. A few people saying sick bridge, raspy bridge. I've probably just got a bit of a... I'm not sick. I've probably just got a bit of an allergy thing going on. But yeah, no, I don't feel ill or anything like that. So yeah, so Yanni's got allergies as well. But thanks for your concern. Yeah, the second thing I was going to say, which I've now completely forgotten, was about Ruben Amorim. And yeah, effectively, he's got to work with the same set of players that he had before. And I actually think that while some people think not playing in Europe is going to be an advantage, I was looking at it the other day. I think one of our biggest hopes has to be that everyone falls off a little bit. Like Bournemouth have sold a lot of players, so maybe they drop off. Villa haven't really had a good window and are probably going to sell players. Maybe they drop off. Fulham haven't really done anything. Can they replicate last season? Maybe they drop off. Brighton have lost a couple of players. Maybe they drop off. So I think that's probably our biggest hope is that, you know, Palace might lose a few players as well. Wolves have lost Cunha. Are a lot of the teams that beat us last year going to be at Brentford or another team as well? So maybe that's our biggest hope this season is that teams that finished above us, you could almost go through each one of them and start to go, well, they're not going to be as good. They're not going to be as good. They're not going to be as good. Maybe that's our biggest hope, really. Anything on a talk for a striker, Mark? I mean, funnily enough, there is a story from Fabrizio Romano. It's relevant to this community. It's not going to be relevant to Manchester United. There is this story I need to talk about as well about the youth. But effectively, Lookman of Atalanta was a player that we were discussing towards the end of last season. Apparently, he's heading off to Atletico Madrid. Now, that's coming in from Fabrizio Romano. The only reason I mention that is because, well, we are still looking for a striker. And he might not be the ideal, but we are being linked to people like Calvert-Lewin and Jamie Vardy, etc. So maybe someone like Lookman might have been of interest to United, but apparently he's heading off to Atletico Madrid, according to Fabrizio Romano. Gavin says, maybe Jim has come to the realisation that it would work out cheaper to not back the manager, sack him and get a new manager that suits the players we have. It would cost a lot of money to sack Amorim and replace him. But would it be cheaper? I can't debate that. Sal says, Ruben Amorim said the good days are coming. This quote might age like milk that next season, says Sal. I can't listen to the comments about that. You know, remember at the end of the season when Ruben Amorim did that speech, there was a lot of people on social media who were glazing it, in tears because of it, getting excited because of it. I mean, this was literally 4 days after we'd lost the Europa League final. And I like Ruben Amorim, and I know why he did it, but I knew it was a load of shit. I mean, what else are you supposed to do with the microphone after a shit season where you've just been schooled by Ange and lost the biggest game of our recent history? He's got to come out there and say the good times are coming. But the proof's in the pudding. The proof's in the pudding. Words are cheap. You know, how many times have we heard Ed Woodward or John Murta or the Glazers say, we're going to be winning the league, or Ollie, we're going to win the league. It's always, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Words are cheap. And I'm sure Amorim is just doing his job, but like, they are cheap. We've gone from Cantona and Van Persie to being linked with Jackson, who finishes like Bambi on ice, and now Rashford to Liverpool. What is this window? Says Chicken Curry. Roscoe says, do you think a Rashford will go now? Barcelona haven't bought Williams and Liverpool have rejected Bayern's offer again for Diaz, says Roscoe. Yeah, but they're being linked to Nkunku now. They might not even go anywhere near him. Freed Rasmus, I have faith, praise Ashworth, says Keel. Ter Stegen on a free, why don't we go for him, says Liam, and lots of people are saying that. Slazy says, do you give Amrin some responsibility for this horrible transfer window? Yes, it's not his job to sell the players, but he did turn down 100 million for Bruno. Did he know we needed to sell to buy, says Slazy? I think it's really unfair to start to say Amrin's responsible for this transfer window because he didn't sell Bruno. But I understand why that's going to start to happen. I think when we had the offer from Al Hilal, we should have took it. I do. But I look at it now and I go, well, if he knew this window was going to go the way it was, would you sell Bruno? Because we don't know how that money would have got spent. It might have gone towards interest on debt repayments. We might have sold Bruno and just got a goalkeeper and we'd just have a goalkeeper and Cunha. We should have sold Bruno, but Amrin knows more about what's going on than we do. And maybe he was told, if you sell Bruno, you're not getting three or four players, you get one. And he said, well, I'll keep him. Also, I don't think that he can say, it's Amrin's fault the window's going badly because he couldn't sell Bruno. Because the football club, when they brought Amrin in November, didn't know that we were going to get a £100 million offer for Bruno in the June. So they surely would have had a plan in place when they brought Amrin in. I'm still fuming and confused as to why we gave Amrin the job in the first place. When basically you're telling me we gave Amrin the job with the intention of building a squad, but he didn't win the Europa League. I mean, that's flimsy. That's flimsy at best. And we also didn't know we'd lost the Europa League final when you missed out on Kenda. We've failed Amrin every step of the way, really. He didn't want the job in November. He wanted it in the summer. We made him take it. We messed up the January transfer window. We messed up the Kenda deal. And now we're messing up the summer. The big question for me is, and I like Amrin, and I'm glad that we have him, and I like his honesty, but I am really at a point now where I think a lot of United fans are, where the big question, and the big media outlets should be doing this, but they don't seem to have any interest in it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I hope when Gary and co return to the overlap and stuff with Scholesy and that, I hope they say this first of all. I fear they will start talking about systems again and having to deliver, and the time is now and the pressure's on the manager. But the number one topic of conversation really should be, why did they give Amrin the job? If you're Man City, you give Amrin the job. You've got money, you've got ballers, you know, you give him a new era after Pep's gone, you give him the time and the backing. If you're Manchester United and you go from, oh, we're in debt, PSR, FFP, you don't go and recruit a manager that needs a whole new team when you haven't got any money. And this to me is the number one question. I feel we got fooled. I feel like we got robbed, because when we sacked Ten Hag in that November and we appointed Amrin, I was like, wow, they've obviously got ambition. They're obviously going to spend a lot of money because you can't use these players in an Amrin system. And he's going to need 6 or 7 players in the first summer transfer window. So they've obviously got money. And we all fell for it. And here we are. If you'd have said to me in November, in mid-July, you'd have 2 players and no sales, I'd have gone, what I'm saying now, why did we do this then? I'm glad we did it, but it's exposed why these owners are the bad owners that we all say they are. Because really, they should have got Southgate and bored us to death with shit football. But they sort of went, I've said it a few times, I think their football knowledge is so bad that they thought, if we get a hipster manager, we'll play like a hipster team, which is so basic, because every manager from Klopp to Arteta to Pep has had hundreds of millions of pounds of backing to create the teams that they now play with. Ruben Amrim said, the good days are coming. We did that one. Remember first payment for Agate this year, says SVW. Selling players who wasn't here last season, but not selling the players who failed last season makes no sense. Yes, Rashford, it sets a need to go, but still. We can't sell the players that we bought last season, mate. And none of them have failed, Anders. Have I read that right? Selling players who wasn't here last season, but not selling the players who failed last season makes no sense. Oh, failed last season. Well, I need names. Positives, no Longstaff story with us this year. He's gone, hasn't he, George? Yes. Mark, a Swedish Rumble says, we will have less cash next summer, let alone this summer. What makes you think we'll finish in the top eight? This is horrific, says Ricardo. Yeah, things could definitely get worse. Financially, definitely things can get worse. And at some point, you would hope, if it gets worse at some point, there is like definitive action to remove them. Because once the bulldozers come in for the regeneration project, no matter how bad it gets on the pitch, they're not going anywhere for a decade at least. So if there was to be any action to force these owners out, even if it's possible, it needs to happen quickly, because once those bulldozers come in, they're not going anywhere. Should offer Newcastle Rashi, Sancho, Anthony, Malacia and Garnacho for Isak, says Callan. They'd probably give us Jacob Murphy. Ruben Amrim said, the good days have come and did that one. Maybe Jim has come to the realization that it would have done that one from Gavin. We've gone from done that one from Chicken Curry. Do you think it done that one? Feed Rasmus, we've done that. Do you give Amrim some Slazy? We've done that one. We paid double for Anthony by dragging it out as Ajax sold other players. Brentford are also selling other players and could up the price next month, says Gaz. Yeah, they could. They definitely could. And I think that that would be their prerogative to do that if they wanted to. There's no two ways about it. This was quite an interesting story, actually. I have a bit of clarity from this from Sam C, but basically Manchester United have compiled a list of academy players all above 18 who they are willing to let go this summer and have offered their names to other clubs. The news has also come as a shock to some families and representatives who claim they haven't been consulted. So basically Man United are just running a cult of over 18 players that they over 18 year old players that they don't think are good enough. Some of them apparently players that we paid quite a lot of money for. I mean, whilst I have sympathy with any player that's being got rid of, if people don't see the reality of what Man United are trying to do, then it's a little bit naive in my opinion. Because basically what happens is, every month, it seems, we buy a 16-year-old from somewhere. And everyone goes, oh my God, they're going to be a baller. But we've actually been doing this since the Van Gaal days. I remember us bringing in a guy or a kid from Coventry about probably 10 years ago. I've never heard of him since. We brought him in from Coventry and he was about 16 and he was the captain of Coventry Youth. And I think he played for England and he was going to be the next Steven Gerrard. And everyone got really excited. And then I never heard of him again. I don't know what happened to him. I can't remember what his bloody name was. And we've done it so many times. And we're linked to a couple of 16-year-olds at the moment. In 2 years' time, you'll have forgot the name and we'll just get rid of them. And if they're not good enough. And this happens a lot. So we've said this before. Manchester United, under Sir Jim Radcliffe, have already opened the door to selling young players, which is something we don't think should happen. But it becomes like a conveyor belt. Chelsea have been doing it for a while. Man City have been doing it for a while. The youngster, look, all right, in this case, it sounds like they're the victim, but that's just what Man United are going to do. It's a cattle farm, basically. You accumulate as many young, talented players as you can in the hope that one or two of them hit the first team, one or two of them you sell at a profit, and the rest of them you just get rid of. It's sort of like throwing darts at a dartboard, and sometimes a little triple 20 and sometimes a little two. And this is what we're going to do, high turnover. And this is just the flip side to that. That's what's going to happen. And whilst I feel sorry for some of these players, Man United are going to do this because it's a very, very good way to make money in the modern game. And
we've seen it, as I said, with many other clubs like Chelsea, etc. Sky Sports 2 hours ago. Liverpool are considering a move for Man United forward Marcus Rashford. How can you call yourselves credible when you've got a guy in front of a stand-up TV saying Liverpool consider Rashford? I mean, how much do you think Rashford paid the Daily Mail to write that? I'm joking. But bloody hell. I mean, Liverpool are a switched-on football club. They're not going anywhere near Marcus Rashford. I mean, if they want to go near Marcus Rashford and give us £50 million, definitely, please do. You know, we would love that, but no, they're not going to do that at all. Ben Jacobs in the last 10 minutes has said that Ipswich have rejected multiple offers from Brentford. He had a 35 million relegation clause, which was valid until 5 o'clock. Brentford chose not to trigger it and failed to get close to its payment terms despite matching the valuation. Ipswich clear in talks. They want a significant fee up front. So, yeah, I mean, look, as I said that a few minutes ago, you can completely understand why they want to do that deal for Mbeumo at 60. Yeah. Crazy. What do you think about Pardew saying Man United will get relegated? I just think it's, I don't know, maybe he's been told to say it. I mean, it's just, look, I think people get, he's not even a Man United fan, so I can't even write it off as that. It's stupidity. We won't get relegated. We tried our best to get relegated last year and we were nowhere near it. We finished 15th. So imagine, I don't think I'll ever see a season as bad as last year again. So, it was incredible how many games we lost and we still finished 15th. We're there, yeah, we're happy. Okay, I better go and get a drink of water, Raspy Bridge. But thank you everybody for tuning in this morning. Nice to get the David Beckham picture actually the right way around. We figured that one out, which is always a positive. We are back at 2 o'clock and I have got the 8 o'clock shows are just so good at the moment. Another cracker last night, if you didn't see it, but thank you everybody for tuning in as always. Obviously, if we get any breaking news, we will go live for you as well. Stay safe. I've got the garden stream to come. Actually, it's brightening up a little bit. So I might do the garden stream. I've got to go down the slide at some point. I was thinking about saving it till Saturday, but who knows? Have a great day. Stay safe. And I will speak to you in a little bit. Thanks for watching.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.